I'm going to be talking about three different topics during the next 45 minutes or so. You know, I don't know how many of you ever knew Don Howard from Jackson, Tennessee, but I was in a meeting sometime with Don where he gave five or six talks at the same set of meetings. And what I finally realized, I've been with Mississippi State for 32 years, and I have more enthusiasm for what I'm doing today than I had when I started. So I enjoy talking, so please bear with me and hang on. First, I'd like to recognize for this talk, I introduced it this morning a little bit on, we're continuing our talk about alternative nitrogen management strategies for cotton in the Mid-South. This is myself, Bobby Golden, who is a new agronomist with us, has been there a little over a year and a half now, and Davis Clark, who's my research associate. If you were here this morning, I'm going to be talking a lot about ESN as a product. This information is straight from their website, which this is an Agrium Advanced Technologies product, environmentally smart nitrogen. It's a polymer-coated material. I'm also going to be talking about some work with Agritain, which is an NBPT product. I've got research with a couple of these type products. This was Agritain International, which is now a division of Koch Agronomic Services. And as you just found out, John Cruz has gone to work for them. Jimmy Johnson still walks around with an Agritain shirt on, but it doesn't say Agritain International anymore. He also works for Koch. And then the other product that I'm going to be talking about is Nutrisphere. This product is from SFP, with specialty fertilizer products out of Leawood, Kansas. This information is, again, taken straight from their website. And we're evaluating all of these products along with urea and ammonium nitrate in our corn and cotton systems in the state of Mississippi. The objectives of the study are to determine the interaction effects of nitrogen sources and amendments. We're always looking at nitrogen use efficiency as fertilizer costs. Back when I first started at Stonewall, nitrogen cost about 5 cents to 10 cents a pound. Now you find some of the nitrogen products, straight in products, cost you 75 to 80 cents a pound, up to a dollar. We also want to look at the interaction effects and main effects under irrigated and non-irrigated conditions. I'll have both of these in here. And we're trying to just determine what an optimal management system might be for the products that we're being evaluated. This first talk is we're at two locations. We're located at the Delta Research and Extension Center at Stoneville. This is a Dubs and a Newellton silty clay loam soil. It used to be a Dubs in Dundee, but with the new classification system, things kind of got moved around. We had no Newellton even classed in Washington County, and all of a sudden now, 2012, we have Newellton. The experimental design is a randomized complete block with four replications. We have 90-foot plots. The nitrogen rates that I'm going to be talking about today are going to be generally the same at either location, 90, 120, and 150. And then the application or the amendment systems or enhancer systems is a UAN solution, 32% N, urea, which is a 46% dry material applied to the surface, UAN plus NutriServe, urea plus Nutrisphere, urea plus Agritain, and then the last system is ESN, environmentally smart nitrogen. These were all split applications of nitrogen except for the ESN. The ESN all went out as a pre-plant application. At the satellite farm down at Tribbett, we have 3 years of research there. This is on a combination Dundee, Forestdale, and Dowling soils. You see the soil classification there. As a trained soil scientist, I would be remiss if I didn't stick some nomenclature in there that nobody understands but me. But just to give you an idea of the soil types, this experimental area had five replications, 95 to 100-foot long plots, in the same end sources. So this is a non-irrigated, continuous cotton area. The Delta Station experiment is a irrigated cotton-corn rotation area. To get into the results, I'm first going to talk about Tribbett. And the next series of slides are going to be very similar. I'll put out an interaction slide first, followed by the main effects. And on the main effects slide, I'll show you what the interaction level of probability was. Across the bottom, you see UAN, urea, UAN plus Nutrisphere, urea plus Nutrisphere, and ESN. The LSD in this case is 132 pounds. This is lint cotton. No significant differences between any of these. No rate response. You see a little bit of noise in here, but statistically no difference. Just hit the wrong button. Okay. Main effects, this is across the systems. LSD is 76. Interaction in this case was 0.91, which means there's absolutely no interaction between these products and end rates. No differences between any of these systems. So in this case, as we talked about this morning, we're not getting any yield decrease in those. With the ESN system, we've gone to a single application with that system. So if you start looking at economics, we've saved a trip across the field. So, you know, keep those kind of things in mind. The other thing that's quite interesting, you see the main effects for nitrogen rate. Now, normally at this satellite farm at Tribbett, we would use between 120 and 150 pounds of N depending on rainfall. But Mother Nature doesn't tell us what the rainfall is going to be. So in this case, we saw no response to nitrogen. So in yields of almost 1,200 pounds of lint, so with 90 pounds of nitrogen is sufficient in this situation. 2011, drier, much drier yield. Yields are only about 50% of what they were the year before. Again, you see some noise in the data, but statistically there's no significance. A little bit lower LSD. This test does have 5 replications. No response to nitrogen. If we look at the main effects, again, the system, there's no differences in those systems, which says that we can use any of these type things. Where we need to come into play is the economics of that situation. So please keep that in mind. Again, even with half the yield as the previous year, still no response to nitrogen. 90 pounds in this situation, and what that's telling me as a scientist is that nitrogen's not a limiting factor here. In this case, all likelihood, water is. But the year before, we had higher yields, but still no response to nitrogen. We look at 2012, much, much higher yields, much more favorable growing environment, continuous cotton in this situation. Again, no response to nitrogen. You know, again, a little bit of noise in there. LSD, still 128 pounds of lint, which is fairly high as far as I'm concerned. Looking at the main effects, just like in the previous 2 years, there's been no difference between any of these systems. ESN, Agritane systems, you know, if you don't have situations where there's potential for volatilization, for example, with the use of the MBT products, then we wouldn't expect to see yield advantages to those systems. End rate, yields higher than they were in 2010, yet still no response to nitrogen. So what that's kind of giving me as an indication is that we may need to be looking at lower N rates on these fields. It's obvious that there's 3 years in a row where 90 pounds of N at this location has been sufficient to maximize or optimize those yields. Moving on to the Delta Station at Stoneville, we see a lot more noise in this particular area. I've got some concerns about this test. In 2011, I set my guys down at the beginning of 2012, and we had a little discussion about methods of application and getting it on the road. We use pre-weighed samples for all of this, so hopefully we will eliminate some of the noise. Again, LSDs are high, but no significant differences between any of these. Looking at the main effects, average crossed end rates, notice your end source by end rate interaction, again, is almost 40%, so no significant interaction. No difference between any of these different systems. Numerically, the yields, now this is irrigated in 2011. Remember on the other test, our non-irrigated yields at Tribbett were about 500 to 600 pounds. So that gives you a pretty good indication of what irrigation means for us in certain situations. End rate, again, this is on this particular soil, we would normally be recommending 90 to 120 pounds of N. The numerically got a little bit lower even at 150, but no response, no significant response in 20. This is 2012. Again, we're talking about 1,500 to 1,600-pound lint yields with irrigation, about 200 or so pounds higher than what we saw at the Tribbett in the non-irrigated area. So rainfall makes a heck of a difference, and I'll talk more about that in some of the later talks that I'll be giving this morning, showing you some rainfall data, because I'm interested also in some of this residual nitrogen. You see a little bit of noise in here, but no statistically significant differences here. If we look at across end rates, you know, the ESN looks a little bit lower, and we've had quite a bit of discussion about ESN and about its potential and how we're working this into our management system. But if you start talking about one less trip across the field, you know, that economic starts becoming pretty interesting. And Bobby Golden talked a little bit about that this morning. But statistically, there's no difference between any of these systems. End rate, again, this is averaged across the end sources. No difference. You see a little bit of inclination towards some trend, but statistically, there's no differences between these systems. Now, to summarize what we've seen with this particular thing, we've seen no significant differences, and that's the 3 years. So we've got five site years, and we've seen no differences between any of these application systems. You know, so the claim that these are always going to be better, or the claim that these don't make any difference, we've not seen in the five site years that we have, we've not seen a difference between any of these systems. So where do we come with this? Look at the economics of what we're doing. You know, sometimes insurance is fairly cheap. Sometimes insurance can be fairly expensive. You know, if we've got situations that would lead us to the potential for, say, urea volatilization on a surface application of urea, then the use of an NVPT product, and there's a couple of them on the market. You know, in this case, I was looking at Agritain, but I've also looked at Arborite, which is a Weyerhaeuser product. You know, these products do limit volatilization if volatilization is a problem. If you put it out and it rains on it 2 hours later, volatilization is not a problem. So that insurance may not have paid you anything. So, you know, we saw quite a bit of variation in dry land versus irrigated yields. But no matter if the yields are really high or the yields are fairly low, we still hadn't seen any difference in those systems. We also haven't seen a response to nitrogen. We do plan to continue these evaluations, maybe look at some other alternatives, including lowering our N rates to see if, and the fact that we're not getting a response to nitrogen, and again, I'm going to talk about residual nitrogen in some later talks, but, you know, just to give you an idea of where we stand, you know, we may be better off. You know, some of the work down in Louisiana years ago that Gary Breitenbach, you know, there were situations where he got no response to nitrogen with no nitrogen. Even 30 pounds was too much. So at that point, my clock here says I've got 2 minutes before I start the next talk. Any questions? Yes, sir. The question is there a possibility that we've got other factors such as phosphorus and potassium that might be limiting? Yes, definitely. Now, in this situation, these are high phosphorus, high potassium soils. So in my case, I'm going to say no in these studies. But the more we get into grain crops, the more, for example, with corn, the more phosphorus removal we get. You know, we talked at lunch today about potentials for sulfur. We're seeing more sulfur deficiencies, potential zinc problems. So as we start bringing grain crops into our situation, especially in Mississippi, I think we've got the potential for other problems. I think the biggest issue here is water. You know, but you saw irrigated yields of 1,500 pounds. That's 3-bale cotton. And in the Mid-South, I'll take it every day. Any other questions? Okay, that gives me 37 seconds to move into the next talk. So I'm going to move on.